Welcome to Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Stewart Police Sergeant and West Central Valley Schools Resource Officer, Katie Gussinger. All right, Katie, so you applied for a grant through the DNR called Trees for Kids on behalf of Stewart. Why did you apply for that grant?
I'm continually, looking for grants or funding opportunities for a lot of the programming I do specifically, involving our youth, community members, or school-aged kids. And I saw that grant, and it kind of was a mix of all my worlds of working at the school. My job, I do focus a lot on community policing with the police department. And then also I saw a need for it. We've lost a tremendous amount of trees to ash disease in town, and kind of I saw that grant and I was like, this can benefit the city. This can be a project I can do with some of our school age kids. And I just kind of thought it was a good fit for all of those things.
All right. And you're looking at getting those trees planted here April 21st over at the Stewart Sports Complex. And you've got some kids already lined up that have volunteered or teachers have volunteered to bring them. What are you going to do with all those kids besides, the obvious of having them plant the trees?
They'll be starting at 9 a.m. We will have a forester from the DNR present to kind of watch over the program, assist where needed. We will kind of do a little education component in the beginning of make sure everyone's kind of on board of how we should properly plant these trees. And then, why they're so important, for our environment and just to take care of our community. Great asset to the community also is Molly Dolch from West Central Valley Schools. She'll be bringing over a lot of her FFA students and her students from her agriculture classes. And Molly's also agreed to kind of give a very brief, talk about, the importance of, replanting and kind of replenishing what we lost to that disease. And just in general, what are trees, for and why are they so great for our, environment?
All right. And besides having the kids there to have a teaching opportunity for them, you're also looking for other volunteers to help as well. What are you looking for out of those volunteers?
Obviously, the program is called Trees for Kids. So the students will really be taking that lead on, we might guide them of, here's where the trees are going, just, working with the street departments and the park of where they want them planted. But, we do have 27 good-sized trees to plant, so we don't want to, work all those, students, make it not enjoyable. So we're just looking for, if we have two or three students per tree, if we had an extra hand, just to make sure they had everything they needed, or, if we're running wheelbarrows back and forth, we have to water them, we have to mulch them. So just kind of some extra hands on site, with shovels and buckets. I kind of am under the belief of, many hands make lighter work. So just to make it more enjoyable, you don't want to say, all right, have fun, go dig 27 holes to a couple students. That's not going to make them want to do projects like this in the future. So we want it to be enjoyable and, have enough hands where, everyone can do a little bit and have a good time.
So just a way to kind of help get the kids out, get some people out, enjoy the day, hopefully if the weather is nice, and learn a little bit about the trees and what you're doing with putting them in, right?
Yes, I also think, when we start off and teach younger persons, and our community members, to do projects like this, it gives them a little ownership of their community because hopefully, as they're growing up, they'll be like, that's the tree I helped plant. And often when we give people ownership of their communities or projects like this, then they want to continue taking care of our community, picking up trash or doing more, betterment projects. Also helps kids of, they don't want to destroy things that they took so much time to help create. So this ownership opportunity is like, hey, these are the trees you guys are planting and please help us take care of them. And sometimes that's just a good mindset to have too.
Do you know what kind of trees you will be bringing in to plant?
The Trees for Kids had very specific outlines for this program. I think with the ash borne in mind, they said no more than 10% could be the same species. So with that, we've got 9 different kinds of trees going in. We've got anything from pine, maple, oak, I believe some blossoms. So we're going to have 9 different kinds of trees, 3 each, so I'll have 27 total. It'll, I think, hopefully be a good restart to kind of getting the park back to what it used to look like before all the other trees had to get cut down.
All right. Is there anything I didn't ask you about you want to go over?
No, I think that about covered it.
All right. Thank you very much, Katie.
All right. Thanks, Marcus.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.